A dispute over water is threatening the fragile peace along Israel's border with Lebanon. Lebanon is planning to pump water from the Wazani Springs near the Israeli border to help parched villages in the region. But water from the Wazani ultimately feeds into Israel's water network, and Israeli leaders say the Lebanese project would worsen an already acute water shortage. They're threatening to use force to block it. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from southern Lebanon.
The clear waters of the Wazani rush innocently from an underground spring in southeastern Lebanon. Little more than a creek, the Wazani meanders a few miles before feeding into Lebanon's Hasbani River, which flows south into the River Jordan and ultimately into Israel's Sea of Galilee. Here along the banks of the Wazani, laborers are working to complete a water pumping station. When finished, the project will provide drinking water to more than a dozen villages in the south. The mayor of nearby Kafr Kila, Nasser Sarhan, says existing water systems are being strained by a population boom that followed Israel's withdrawal from South Lebanon in May 2000. We sometimes get water once a week, sometimes once a month, says Sarhan. We don't have enough, and we need more if we're going to develop the region. But Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has called the Lebanese project grounds for war and has threatened to destroy the pumping station. Israel claims the Wazani project threatens to lower the water level of the Sea of Galilee at a time when Israel is facing a water crisis. But to residents of this parched region, Israel's concerns seem exaggerated. In the village of Adasi, people look south across the border at Israel's lush farms of apple and apricot trees, while on the Lebanese side, olive trees are turning brown from drought. Khalil Aboud, an unemployed father of five, says because of the water shortage, he's forced to buy his own water. It cost me $30 for about 8 days' worth, says Aboud. Money he doesn't have. He says the Wazani Water Project will change his family's life. It'll free up funds for his children's health care and schooling. He might even be able to start a small garden. He says an Israeli attack on the pumping station would be profoundly unjust. Are we not as human as they are, asks Aboud? Don't we have a right to our own water? There is no formal treaty governing the sharing of water between Israel and Lebanon. However, Lebanese officials often point to a 1955 U.S. study known as the Johnston Plan. Though never ratified, it declared that Lebanon could rightfully pump 35 million cubic meters a year from the Wazani and Hasbani rivers. American University of Beirut professor Musa Naima says that even with the new pumping station, Lebanon will draw no more than 10 million cubic meters a year.
We are taking less than one-third of our share. Still, I have the right to pump another 25 million.
Lebanese analyst Michael Young says he believes Israel is making a big fuss over the matter because of the precedent Lebanon may set by pumping water without its approval. In the mid-60s, Israel attacked a pumping station on the Wazani, and, says Young, that could happen again. Only this time, he says, Israel is likely to face retaliation by Lebanon's Hezbollah guerrillas.
If they decide to attack, then it will be obviously very difficult for Hezbollah not to fire at Israel, where what you're going to very quickly escalate to is rocket attacks across the border, Israeli retaliation against Lebanese infrastructure. And that's, of course, really a nightmare scenario.
U.S. envoys have been shuttling between Israel and Lebanon, seeking to avert a water war. Michael Young says the U.S. is trying to fashion a compromise solution to the crisis. But he says Israel's threats of an attack have complicated matters.
The Israelis have prevented any kind of discussion, of sane discussion, on what the parties are entitled to, what Lebanon is entitled to, what they're entitled to.
Lebanese officials have prepared a report for the United Nations outlining what they claim are Lebanon's rights to the Wazani waters. They say they're hoping the crisis can be resolved diplomatically. Kate Seeley, NPR News, South Lebanon.